Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
O'clock hour here on the morning shift, and it is brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. And we are going to go mock drafting again. And NFL and college football analyst for Bleacher Report and the Draft Network, Ryan Fowler, released his latest mock draft earlier this week, and he has the Falcons drafting. Excuse me, got a little choked up there. Falcons drafting UCLA.
We all love Ladd McConkey, Tiff. It's okay.
Edge rusher Leyte Latu with the 8th overall pick. And Georgia wide receiver Ladd McConkey with the 43rd overall pick. We got in pretty heavy on Latu before. But McConkey, right? This second round, and I know we've discussed a number of times just maybe you could get a steal in the draft. But second round, I don't consider this a steal. That's a good pick. In terms of, he's not someone that he has projected into falling into, you know, let's say the fifth round or anything like that. But the 43rd overall pick, then I think, and we saw from his pro day video, the speed, just his route running, his ability to be a playmaker, I think can have an impact.
I think some people, based on his testing at the combine and how he played at senior day, would maybe think that 43rd
is too high.
No, it would be a steal.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's what I was. Okay.
I think some people, and look, Tiff, where guys are drafted is based on so many things. A lot of it is where people have them ranked, but also if a run goes on players. If a run goes on, and when you know that there's going to be a run on quarterbacks early, and then there'll be a run on receivers at some point from 4 to 12, right? And maybe even just 4 to 10. Could McConkey sneak up for a wide receiver needy team in that first round, like a Kansas City, where he would fit kind of some of the things and with how well he runs routes, his football IQ, the speed, the hands. Could he fit into something, some of the, kind of a poor man's Tyreek Hill type position, where the way Tyreek Hill was always kind of open or was able to come back for Patrick Mahomes when he needed him the most. And that's what Kelce has done to his career there, but it's something that they've missed the last couple of years in Kansas City. Now, hasn't hurt them because they went back-to-back in the long run, but the offense is trailed off. So I think getting Ladd at 43 would be great value. That said, I think a lot of people would say, well, we still have a hole in that other cornerback spot opposite AJ. Why are we addressing wide receiver now?
No, I think that's a solid way to look at it, right? I mean, there's so much value to be had with Ladd McConkey, and you've gone out of your way to add you know, weapons in that offensive skill room.
Similar to him.
Right. Rondale Moore and guys like that, Darnell Mooney, kind of similar. He actually reminds me, I've been trying to draw comparisons. He reminds me of a guy that I played against in college, T.Y. Hilton. I think he was at Florida International and ended up being a really, really good player for the Colts for a number of years.
Yeah.
And here's why. His start and stop ability, right, can be full speed, stop within 2 or 3 yards, and then can take off and be back at full speed within 2 or 3 yards. Like, that's what he brings to the table. That is something the Falcons just simply have not had. They haven't had that. And we've talked to her blue in the face about the wide receiver room that the Falcons had last year. There just was not enough explosive playmakers. And the term that I brought up every freaking Monday last year was yak, because you did not have the ability to catch the ball on the run, a lot of times because of the throw, but a lot of times also because of the separation. And you didn't have the ability to kind of explode through some of these holes. Nobody was catching the ball underneath and splitting safeties or splitting secondary and taking it the distance. It just didn't happen. With what it seems like Raheem is trying to do with this wide receiver room and Zach Robinson, they're going to have that. So I think drafting Ladd McConkey would be a great draft pick, but I think it's a plus draft pick. I don't think it's a massive position of need at this point.
Now, let me ask you a question. If Malik, let's go back to the first round real quick, and let's take Ladd out, because I agree with you. It's a plus pick. But
can I jump in? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but absolutely. It's also, always.
I was just thinking in terms of two. If you're not saying you're gonna have any, it's a Georgia guy. It's a guy, right?
Georgia fans would be thrilled. Absolutely.
And isn't he's from Georgia, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
Chatsworth,
it's like through and
I'm not
yeah,
mistaken.
Through and through. So I'm just saying,
shout
there's
out to Scooter
the,
in the Chatsworth Squid Nation. It is a
what did you call it? A plus.
Yeah,
plus pick.
Based
if
on
nobody's
the talent
gonna
they
complain.
Already have.
It's a luxury pick.
But I think it might even go slightly a little bit above that, getting that you're getting a guy from the state of Georgia that went to Georgia. That's a major, that's the icing on the cake.
Yeah, it's like a major coup. It's a fan base pleaser.
Not that you try to do that, because we had this discussion before. Sometimes you're going to be like, forget the fans. We know what's going on internally. But you've got a playmaker that, happens to have all those, the rest of the other stuff with
him. Well, look, if he brings fans in week 1 or 2, that's great. But he needs to be bringing fans in week 9, 10, 11.
And I completely agree, production. But I am saying, at least what we see, he has the ability to be able to do that. So just wanted to throw that out.
No, you're absolutely right. The thing I would ask is, what if in a crazy, crazy world, things get all just mixed up and Malik Nabers or Rome Odunze
are available?
Is there at 8? And it's Nabers, Odunze, Turner, or Latu. And I know what we know our needs are, but what do you do then? Because you want to talk about luxury. Look, it is a luxury pick, but don't forget, this team still could use some wide receiver help.
Do you think that, given the way the rule changes have been going, and I'm not saying that I believe this is the case, but guys vocalizing their concern over how everything seems to be geared more towards the offense, that, I don't know, maybe you do want to take another playmaker or high. A guy's going to be able to score like that.
Yeah. You're saying we're not going to be able to stop him anyway.
We're not going to be able to stop him anyway.
Might as well score.
What's the best friend of a pass rusher?
The coverage, I guess.
I would say a big lead, because you can pin your ear. Vic Beasley had 15 and a half sacks. He played great that year, but also Falcons were scoring, 29 points a game?
They were.
Basketball on turf.
And they were up in those games, Steph. And so how many times did teams start to creep back in, but the defense was able to hold off because they could just pin their ears back and go that year?
Not only would I be okay with them picking Odunze or Malik Nabers or whoever, whatever one of those top three guys is.
Maserati Marv.
Marv's going to be long gone.
I know.
I'd love it, but he's going to be long gone.
Well, you know.
Not only would I be okay with it, I'm starting to lean that way.
Taking an offensive weapon over. Let me play
fantasy football.
Be careful now. Those are trigger words around
here. Let me play ultimate fanboy. Well, Mike, what I think they should do is they should get Brock Bowers at 8, and they can move Kyle Pitts to wide receiver.
No. That is so frustrating.
So frustrating. But the thing about it though is that I don't think Bowers is ever an option here. But no. I do think one of those three receivers, if there, could make the decision difficult. And you would have to look at your board and say, you'd have to look at see how close it is for the best player. Because that's what you – which one – because we think, right, that Neighbors is the best athlete of those. But I don't think Odunze is far off. But that's where the Dallas Turner Latu thing comes into play.
Here's why I'm starting to lean that way. I think that you have those three receivers that'll probably be top 10 picks, and then I think there is a significant gap to the next good receivers. I don't know that you take corner there, and I think that's going to be another conversation.
I think it's a reach there.
It's a reach there. So I think, and this is kind of what I was saying about Dallas Turner earlier, I think that the outside linebacker slash edge rushers, I think it's a little bit deeper slash a little more muddied as to who actually is the better version of all those. So I think you have a number of guys, and probably on the very, very back end, and there's a number of people that will be clamoring for him, Chop Robinson could probably be had in the second round at 43. And that's a guy those group of five or six edge guys, I think 10 through 50, you will see them come off the board. But those three wide receivers that are top 10 picks are top 10 picks, right? And so I think that when you look at it that way and you see the value in the depth or lack thereof at those positions, that's when you start to take things into account.
Well, I think, look, to that point, I think the depth at wide receiver is pretty good too, because we've talked about guys. Like, let's not forget, yes, Neighbors, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Odunze, but then Ladd McConkey could be the next Cooper Kupp of the NFL. Ricky Pearsall could be the next Puka or Cooper Kupp. But then you've got, is Pope and McMillan from Washington. Those guys, Michael Penix Jr. was great, but he had three extremely good, one elite, but three extremely good college receivers, and those guys will be there in probably the second to third round. But to your point, you want to talk about production, and we want to talk about what Dallas Turner was or wasn't, and what Latu and Verse was or wasn't. And you pointed out to me on maybe yesterday, you said, let's look at Chop Robinson's production. I pulled it up. How big is the drop-off? Because it's there.
It's there. It's there, and it's massive, and there are so many questions about Chop Robinson's production because it just – when you look at his stat line, you put it next to some of these other guys, you're like, what happened? I know he was dinged up for a couple of games, but whoo.
The athletic ability is off the charts, but that's probably why he's in that lower tier, that second and the that lower first, early second.
I will say this. How nice is it to look at those three receivers? And sometimes when you get into these draft mode, you go, well, they had this guy throwing to him in college. They had this kind of offense. You don't worry about the quarterback right now. Like, I'm not. Kirk Cousins, I'm like, man, these receivers, no matter what happens, they're going to be upgraded at quarterback. You know, you had Penix throwing and Jaden Daniels throwing and even C.J. Stroud a year ago to Maserati Marv. I'm not worried about that quarterback position, who's getting these receivers the ball.
What do all the top quarterbacks in this draft have in common? We will tell you on the other side when we come back and go in the huddle next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Don't touch that dial.
This is the Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the Huddle, brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Art Supports. Learn more at goodfeet.com on the Morning Shift.
Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, all are visiting the Commanders. So they will, this is according to Albert Breer, they'll be there over the next few days. And those four are among a large group of prospects who all will be in Washington this week as players make their final pre-draft visits. With USC quarterback Caleb Williams, a lock to go number one to the Bears, Daniels has become a heavy favorite to go number two overall to the Commanders. But all those guys there this week.
Yeah, Dan Quinn's testing the old iron sharpens iron, the saying that he has. He's bringing them all in at once. See which
maybe
one.
Maybe it's a four-man brotherhood.
See what. they're all going to embrace the suck.
Yeah.
I love Dan. He
leave DQ alone.
I love the coachisms. I love him.
I can text Dan right now. He'll text me back. I love the guy. Great relationship. It's just funny because we always joke about, you know, how. What we always talk about these mottos and these team sayings, and you know, like last year Arthur had the ethos, that's our ethos or whatever, and it's just when they don't work, like we talked about, they become a punchline.
Yeah, I would say the offense is going to be fun.
I would take Jaden Daniels. I mean, I know why you bring them all in. You want to meet, you want to get what they're about. You've already met with some of these guys at the draft, doing the draft process at the combine, anyways, but. You've probably talked to them at their pro days, but now you get them in the building one last time. I mean, we're 8 days out. You get them building one last time. Maybe get that eye test, see if they've, you know, kind of let themselves go a little bit. There's all kinds of reasoning why you'll do this. And it's as you might already know, Tiffany, who you're picking. I think you might be, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is probably to bring someone to change my mind. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, it
or right.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're I don't know that you're locked in, but you're 90% locked in. I think if you're this point in your Washington, you just want to double check yourself. Why not?
Brian Kelly thinks he knows.
Why not explore all avenues at this point? I will say this, there is one thing I can guarantee you. These four guys are probably over it at this point. Like they are probably tired of meeting, tired of traveling, tired of doing the workouts, tired of talking. They are probably freaking over it.
Do you think there's one of like there because this might not be the first time it's happened? And they've probably gotten to know each other well. You think there's one of them they don't like? They're like, man, can't believe we got to be hanging around Drake May again.
Jaden Daniels is like, dude, if I have to have one more elevator conversation with J.J. McCarthy, oh my gosh. Done.
We get it, dude. You won a national title. Jim Harbaugh is your favorite coach ever. I mean, who cares? I got a Heisman, baby.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, the Browns quarterback, Deshaun Watson, revealed Tuesday that it's possible he fractured his shoulder in week 3 on a big hit. And so the Rams team physician who operated on Watson speculated that Watson might have fractured the glenoid bone in week 3 instead of week 10. Watson played through the injury to lead the Browns to a comeback victory over the Ravens in week 10. And he initially was diagnosed with a rotator cuff strain, which cost him all or most of the next four games.
Yeah, the only reason this is even worth a talking point is because of how much money they still owe him. I mean, that's what it is. It's like, dude, how much do y'all still owe him? 150 on the books or whatever. I mean,
he's another injury plagued season, Mike, away from being the worst contract signing in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And I said, listen, I'm rooting for Deshaun to get back on his feet and hopefully, you know, find himself or whatever else you need to do. But this is only a talking point because you ran through four quarterbacks in Cleveland last year, and he was one of them, and you still owe him a ton of money. Anybody out there who was not a fan of Kirk Cousins' contract, just take one simple look at what Cleveland's doing with Sean Watson.
And this was according to Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com. All right, the Cowboys signed running back Royce Freeman to a one-year deal. That, according to Todd Archer of ESPN, Dallas is still expected to select a running back in next week's draft after losing Tony Pollard. Freeman is the most experienced back on the team's roster with Rico Dowdle, Deuce Vaughn, and Malik Davis, and Snoop Connor, the other halfbacks on the depth chart.
Malik Davis is a guy I'm familiar with that played at Florida for a while. If I'm Dallas, with all the, you know, they've got quite a few needs, but a running back is definitely one. You're not going to take a guy in the first round, but man, I'm finding a way, speaking of Michigan guys, to draft Blake Corum at some point. Because I think Blake Corum and what McCarthy wants to do, like that would take a lot of pressure off Dak, take pressure off some of these receivers. They don't have to do as much, even though CeeDee Lamb is really, really coming to his own. I find a way to get one of these running backs like a Blake Corum in the second or third round.
Yeah, it's just funny to me because we have not heard Dallas's name pop up in the offseason hardly at all, right? Hardly at all. Like they.
And they said they were going to go all in, right? Everyone keeps throwing that up because that's what Jerry Jones said. And
it's, you know what? When you say you're going to push all your chips to the middle, it really makes a big statement when you have chips to push in, and they don't have any money right now.
Well, and to your point, they're going to have to go. They're going to have to draft guys at position. Like they are. You want to talk about a plus guy or a luxury? They don't have. They don't have the luxury of doing that. They're so far up against that, and they've paid their guys, and good for them. But you are at a spot and a point in time with this team where you need to strike while the iron's hot, kind of, and you don't have the ability to kind of. Draft for luxury. You need to draft for needs, like right now, because that leash on a lot of these guys is starting to run out. There's a lot of questions about Dak moving forward and about the offensive line that's making good money and other positions on that field that you just don't have the longevity with some of those spots. And Jerry Jones, you go through one more disappointing playoffs, you're going to have a bad situation on your hands.
I know that they've got our guy from that San Francisco drafted that's on their – he's their backup, Trey Lance. But if – speaking of need, what do you do if there's a Bo Nix there or Michael Penix there late, like a second round, like early – maybe early – in the second, do you move up and get a guy like that? Because Dak is – Dak's a $55 million cap hit. You have not redone that deal for some reason, which could save you tons of money.
No, I think you're married to Trey Lance. I think you are. It's like I said, you don't have the luxury, though.
But you're going to have to pick up his fifth-year option.
You don't have the luxury. Dak, they don't have the luxury of saying, hey, we're going to go draft a backup quarterback. It is what it is.
I'm saying, though, if you think those guys are a starter, that's how you got Dak. What was it, third round, I think, fourth round? You might be drafting for the future because you might not have him next year. And if you have a wild-card-worthy team, you're going to be so far back. And then you would have to move up and we don't even know what the quarterback's so far are looking like next year. Yeah.
I just think you're married to Trey Lance at this point. You give him another year to kind of develop and see what you've got when that time comes next year.
Let's talk about a Crimson Tide member.
Adam
Schefter of ESPN reports that J.C. Latham will be visiting with the Jets today. Or today is not Tuesday. Today's Wednesday. So he'll be visiting with the Jets. He had a visit yesterday, and the visit will continue today. Latham started at right tackle for Alabama the last two seasons, and the Jets owned the number 10 pick in the first round. By the way, they did acquire tackles Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses last month, but need to protect Aaron Rodgers. You guys all saw that clip of him walking in to the offseason program. I'm sure you guys did, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jets put it anywhere. So, anyway, Latham has also met with the Cardinals and the Titans and the Bears.
Yeah, they probably flew him in yesterday, Mike, do dinner. And then and then he'll come visit facility. They'll have meetings today. Maybe do a private – did they do any private workouts or maybe the doctors go over him again? Or
I think that there's some guys that do private workouts and some that don't. I mean, I when I came on my visit to Atlanta, I was with a teammate of mine, Rolando McClain, and we – there was another guy with us who we ended up drafting that year, Shan Schillinger, and he was there to do a private workout. And I remember we were up at Lake Lanier Islands, and we're getting dinner at Bullfrogs out at Lake Lanier Islands, and Shan walks up. Nicest dude Bullfrog. In the world, Shan Schillinger.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Nicest dude in the world. And walks up, and he's like, hey, you guys football players? hey, nice to meet you. Me too. I'm from Montana. And sits down and he's like, what time's your workout start tomorrow? And we were like, what workout? Like, am I working out? I was like, no. Am I working out?
I got to text my agent. Hold on, let me text my agent. Going,
I packed slacks for tomorrow. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And of course, Rolando was going to be, you know, a top 10 pick. And he's like, I ain't working out. I ain't working out.
You're like, yeah, I'm here. I ain't doing anything else.
Yeah, we ended up drafting Shan in the seventh round, I believe, or the sixth round. But, yeah, there's just some guys that do and some guys that don't. I don't know kind of the thing that goes about that. But I think if you didn't go to the combine, they had the ability to fly you here and work you out and some of that stuff. So
I bet JC's not, but...
He reminds me, guys, there was a right tackle a few years ago that was drafted in the first, I want to say 10th overall, 11th overall, to the Browns, Jedrick Wills, that was a right tackle his whole career at Alabama, but one of the most incredible right tackles you've ever seen, right? And ends up going really, really high. DJ Fluker was another guy like that who was at Alabama, right tackle his whole career. I think he was 11th overall. And so he's in that realm. J.C. Latham, though, I think, is one of the more talented of all of them, even though Jedrick Wills was up there. So he'll get a high draft pick, and he'll be a good player, but I don't think they have to have him. Tyron Smith is, and both these guys, Morgan Moses as well, just injury concerns. So I think they would love to have that depth if possible.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. What you got for Mike Duff?
It's One Word Wednesday. And I know you guys are excited. Got some stuff about the Hawks, some stuff about the transfer portal, some stuff about the injury bug hitting the Braves, and maybe some stuff about keynote speaking.
I don't have my word sheet.
Oh, you might just have to use your thesaurus like you did last time.
Or your brain.
Squid Stradamus.
I thought there was a theme to this, like certain letters and stuff.
Squidthagoras. All right, we'll hit that on the other side. It's Mike Tufts, One Word Wednesday. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Get your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the morning shift.
It's One Word Wednesday on Mic'd Up, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan. I'm trying to peel Tiffany away from a little online shopping. She is.
What you shopping for over there?
Oh, don't try to put me on blast because you guys are easily distracted.
Little online shopping. Well, it's, you know, listen. You got to do what you got to do.
I'm
trying to peel. I'm also trying to peel Bo out of his newly remodeled office. We've been moving furniture around.
I mean, it looks nice. I got some stuff up.
It looks important. The way the desk is angled, you would think that he's more important than.
Well, and you know what? I'm not going to get back and forth with you. Just keep.
He said, in this office, I am important.
Yeah, and you're lucky that I allow you in my office.
How about we start right there, then, with One Word Wednesday? You guys know the drill. It's the new thing.
I can't play.
No.
I need a word sheet.
Bo, no. It's easy. There's a little thing in front of you that you love to use called a laptop.
Yeah, but
and
you
can do
that.
Whatever
you
need to do.
All right, fine.
Whatever you need to do that leads you to your one word. How about we start with that? Bo's new office setup. Bo's new office setup is blank. Tiffany, we'll start with you. Bo's new office setup is blank. What do you think? Now his desk is facing the door. His TV's mounted on the wall. He's got a couple of chairs in there that make, you know, visiting guests feel important.
Hung the pictures up
what's
finally.
What's the word? I don't want to give you a compliment.
His picture of 50 Cent at the iHeart Awards.
I want to say official, like it makes it look, but...
Bo's new office setup is official.
I don't have any insults today. Take it.
Yeah, official. Yeah, I like that. Bo's new office setup
is
official.
What are we supposed to... We can just say any word, right?
Sure,
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever you got to say, Tiff. Just fill in the blanks.
Professional.
Sure. Professional?
That's right. Because it makes me look professional.
It does. It actually does, man. I look like I'm, you know, like when you used to go to the principal's office when you're in, like, middle school. That's what I felt like I'm
there's
going.
There's no winner in this, right?
I'll put it this way.
There is a winner.
I'll put it this way.
You're up 1-0.
It went from looking like a busted-ass college dorm room to
what's
a
funny
high-ranking
is we've been,
official.
How long have you been in that office now?
2 years almost.
There were still like boxes and stuff
on
the ground.
There's a lot going on there.
And so we had to get it cleaned up. I had to put my foot down. On Sundays, a lot of times, Tiff, that's my office on Sundays. Bo's been kind enough. That's why I helped him out. Move everything. Anyhow.
I'm winning. Did you hear that?
I'm not sure why.
Due to 2 weeks ago, yeah. But right now you're behind in this matchup.
Hawks versus
Bulls tonight, the play-in game. They will, have the right. Whoever wins tonight have the right to play the other play-in game winner. Hawks versus Bulls tonight will be blank. Bo, we'll start with you. Hawks versus Bulls tonight will be blank. We'll start with you, Bo.
Oh, boy.
Exciting. Dramatic. Unbelievable.
I want to go with
a letdown.
I want to go with a word that means a lot, but there's not any way to describe it without saying two words. But I will say dramatic.
Ooh.
Because I think it's going to be the over or the under is 220.5.
Yeah.
I would take the over all day long.
I'd take the under.
And let me tell you something. It ain't the playoffs yet, and there ain't playoff defense on either one of these teams.
I'd take the under. They're going to slow it down, man. Transition offense is not there for Chicago. Go ahead, Tiff.
A dog fight.
That's a phrase.
Yeah.
That's a phrase.
I don't know. It's a word, though, right? They're
that's
words.
That's a phrase.
I asked, does it have to be?
There's a dash in the middle.
But you said a dog fight. You should have said dog fight.
Dog fight.
So you lose.
You think it's going to be a heavyweight fight?
They don't let you say the word on Jeopardy twice. If you don't put it in a sentence, you're screwed.
Look, he just said words. I'm just throwing words out.
He said word. He said one word Wednesday.
Tiff, we'll start with you on this one. Mock drafts are blank. Mock drafts are blank. Tiff, we'll start with you. On the clock.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I was thinking entertaining.
Ridiculous. Probably a good one, honestly, because once you get past the top five, who really knows? I mean, it's like an educated guess in the top five.
I'm for mock drafts at this stage in the game. A week out, 2 weeks out. Yeah. If you're mock drafting 3 months ago, I know we talk about them a lot.
Yeah. 12 days from now, somebody will put out a mock draft for 2025.
Yeah,
and you'll be like,
dude, that is ridiculous.
Mock drafts are blank, Bo.
Tiffany had a good description. I'd take it a step further. Exhausting.
Yeah.
Because not only do I have to see your 7 mock drafts from most of these guys, but then I have to hear all of your reasoning. And then everyone in under the sun has a mock draft, and they want to give their reasoning.
I get it.
And
we sound like hypocrites, by the way.
I know, but I do it anyways. But by the time I get done with the draft, I'm exhausted, and the mock drafts are exhausting.
Yeah. Ridiculous is – they're both good words, honestly. Ridiculous, exhausting. I was going to say entertainment. To me, they're just straight-up entertainment. Like, it's not – there's no substance to any of it.
Yeah, they're just fodder.
It's just entertainment. The future – of the transfer portal. Now remember, the transfer portal was open yesterday. It kind of opened at midnight after Monday. I don't know where this long road leads, right? So here's the question. The future of the transfer portal is blank. Tiffany, we'll start with you. The future of the transfer portal is blank.
I'm really just throwing out anything. Doesn't have to be anything I believe.
Tiffany,
it just sounds
just
good.
Throw out a word.
Bleak.
Bleak. Yeah?
Yes.
Care to expound on that?
No, I'm just kidding. I told you I don't have to necessarily believe in it. I just think it sounds good. I mean, the transfer portal, it's just the Wild West, and I don't know if there's ever going to be a really good solution out of stuff like this. Again, I'm for leaving if your coach leaves, all that jazz. But what we're seeing now is just...
It's bleak.
It's kind of bleak.
Yeah. What do you think, Bo?
I would say uncertain. Because the transfer portal is not going anywhere, but there will be rules and guidelines eventually for it, hopefully anyways, and that they'll be able to police this thing. So Bleak is not a bad word, but uncertain
he
would be.
He has uncertain Googled on his computer right now.
And I was told I could do that, so I'm sorry.
So what are you, you're just...
I'm sorry.
What about uncertain did you have to Google?
Exactly.
What about uncertain did you have to Google?
I'm over here
I couldn't remember a word that meant in doubt, so I Googled
it. Wait a minute.
This is what my problem is, okay?
He didn't want to say in doubt, because then he would have sounded like a hypocrite, so he's like, let me Google thesaurus in doubt.
Hilarious.
You know what? Hold on a second. You know what? I'm going to stop you right now because I'm tired of getting criticized for using technology to my advantage. I can't help it that I work smarter, not harder, Tiffany.
Could you please say the word avocado?
Avocado.
I don't want to hear one word about the Astros winning the World Series under fishy circumstances, if that's how you feel.
They were just using the technology to their advantage, Bo.
You gave me a sheet 2 weeks ago, and then I asked where my sheet was today, and
you said... You made fun of the sheet. That's why you didn't get it back.
Use that laptop in front of you.
The Braves...
Day-Day, I want you to pull that audio and replay it.
The Braves injury bug is blank. The Braves injury bug is... blank. Tiffany, we'll start with you.
Terrifying.
I feel like I'm watching a trailer for a horror film. It's terrifying, you know, said Tiffany Blackman of 92.9 The Game. It's terrifying.
No, don't. Yeah. No one clip that. No one make it a headline.
It's terrifying.
No.
Yeah. What do you think, Bo? The Braves injury bug is... Uh-oh, he's typing. He's got... He's on the...
You're typing.
Thesaurus.com. Thesaurus.com.
Non-concerned. Because they are deep enough to make it through it. I have no worries. It's a non-concern, Day-Day.
Oh, all right, you're going to like this next one. The kids last night at Gwinnett County, the event that Tiffany was the keynote speaker, the kids last night were blank by Tiffany's speech. And I'm going to throw one out.
Confused. Why would you say confused?
I don't know. I'm just throwing out words that might fit in the space. What do you think?
I'm not going to say what I thought. I can't answer that.
I'm not talking about your speech. I'm saying, how did the kids feel? Did they look enthused?
Yes, they did. Yeah, you could find. Sure, say enthused.
It was a rallying cry.
No, I'm not like Bo where I would walk and give everybody a round of applause. I don't do that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Some people might have hated me. I don't know.
Yeah.
But sure, some people look like they were smiling in the crowd.
Conflicted.
No, why would you say, why don't you go? No.
You sound conflicted. That's why I said
that. I'm not. I don't know. I can't tell you how people thought I did.
Bo, the kids last night were blank by Tiffany's speech.
Perplexity.
You don't even have that in your own vocabulary.
Because they were sitting there going... How the hell is she on TV?
I wish people could see how fast your fingers were moving right now.
You don't even have that word in your vocabulary.
Dylan, I'm winning, man. I am winning today.
All right, let's how about this one? Next Friday, right, 9 days away. Next Friday, we will feel blank about the Falcons' first round pick.
What did you type up? Bo, we'll start with you.
I didn't type anything.
If it's a simple word, you know that it came from him.
Relieved that I no longer have to argue about Latu versus Turner or what they would do if Neighbors, Harrison, or Odunze are there.
Yeah. What do you think, Tiff? We will feel blank about the Falcons' first round. Content?
Yes.
Oh. I thought.
I was going to go with excited. Not bad.
I was going to go with excited.
Well, content doesn't have to mean Google app, Bo. Doesn't have to be.
Well, content doesn't mean
you're comfortable. You're good. You feel good about something.
It's like an average. It's like I'm not mad, but I'm not excited. That's what happens when you draft an offensive lineman in the first round.
You can't change it. It's already done.
He didn't hear it, did he? He didn't hear me, did he?
Thank you, Dylan. What? Definition of content: in a state of peaceful happiness. So y'all can go kick rocks.
Okay. Yeah, that's what happens when you draft an offensive lineman in the first round.
Speaking of which, that's the disrespect in this room. Speaking of which, last one. Dylon led the show off by talking about how his girlfriend brought him a T-shirt from the Final Four. All right, and it led me to talk about getting my wife gifts from a gift shop. Gift shop gifts to bring home to family members are blank.
Trash. You know where it's going to end up? It's going to end up
T-shirts, stuffed animals.
A box to – it's going to end up in – a junk drawer. either a box to donate, or you'll become a hoarder like Bo, and you'll just have a bunch of shot glasses, as you talked about, lying around your house, along with your big bucket of
he's got a,
of what?
He's got a whole cabinet full of pint glasses.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
So that's what you can do with your little gift shop gifts.
What do you think, Bo? Gift shop gifts are what?
Stale.
Stale.
Rename the items you just mentioned.
Pint glass, shot glass, stuffed animal, T-shirt, keychain. I don't know what else.
And
is
they're
it?
In
a bumper sticker.
They're in every gift shop
every
across
gift shop.
The world. It's stale.
The one in every airport that has
but
that city's
admit,
name.
Give me something
admit.
New. Give
admit
me something
it.
New.
Admit
give
it.
Me something.
You were
new.
That guy before. You were that guy that.
Before
oh,
what?
Look at that, Amy. They have your name spelled like
before
the way that
what?
You spell it. He was that guy
what,
before
A-M-Y?
You decided to just
I mean,
change.
Isn't
that
how
right
most people
now.
Spell it? Other than
yeah.
A-I-M-E-E?
I have
which is the
that.
Only different way to spell it that I know of.
I'm just saying, you hey, get you one of those T-shirts. That will look real nice on
Dylan,
you.
Dylan,
you are calling
day.
Him a simpleton.
This is what happens when you lose one word Wednesday in
I'm
a
not.
Landslide and you're clearly been outdone. You start just trying
to
criticize
to
someone
say,
else's character.
I do have to say, Bo
I'm
is the victor
criticizing.
Here. Bo is the victor today. Yeah,
because he had his computer
yeah.
and was
yeah.
pulling up
words. Because
I used my resources to my advantage while you were over there browsing for shopping items.
Yeah.
I know what yeah. you're trying to do. You're
what
trying to call
it?
Out what I was shopping for. But
no.
We're not going to do that.
If you want to out yourself, that's on you. I'm just saying you were shopping. I'm not saying what you're shopping for.
Oh, anyways.
Jerk.
Wake up call's next.
Undergarments.
Maybe your wake up call is gift shop. Gift shop gifts.
You know what? I will.
Gift shop gifts are blank.
I love it when Tiffany gets mad but it's laughing because she knows it's funny. But she's mad. She's gritting her teeth.
Well, don't look at my phone. I'm getting a privacy screen.
Please do.
Don't be on your phone.
And don't get distracted by underwear, you losers. All right, when we
don't
come back,
shop
you're
in the middle
morning
of a conversation.
Shift.
How about
you
that?
You have wives. All right. He shops all the time for gaming equipment.
I'm sure he does. Can't see his, though.
Call us for the wake-up call.
Or tweet us.
Or tweet us.
At Morning Shift 929.
There you go. Or you can call us at 404-726-0929. Wake-up call.
By Tiffany
next Keychain. Year. On the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Don't you dare.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.